Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Now, there's a new Netflix film that has really offended Christians, and it should offend us also. And I'm going to cover 3 points as to why. So, number one is that if you didn't know as a Christian or just in general, basic knowledge that Jesus is a prophet in Islam. He's one of the greatest messengers that was ever sent at his time. Now, we don't worship him as a God or a son of God. We believe that he was sent to call people to worship God, just like Moses, Abraham, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So these are, Jesus is honored in Islam to utter one bad thing against him, to deny him, to slander him, to lie against him. This can buy you a one-way ticket. Not buy you, get you a free one-way ticket to the hellfire. So there's also a whole chapter named after his blessed mother in the Quran, which many Christians don't know about. So he holds such a high level in Islam. And Islam simply means to submit your will to God, like in the Lord's Prayer, O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This means Islam, to do God's will, to submit your will to God's will. This is what Islam simply means. And a Muslim is one who does Islam, a submitter to God's will. Peacefully submitting your will to God. So now, knowing that Jesus, peace be upon him, is one of the greatest messengers in Islam, and to dishonor him in any way, this is something that can land someone in the hellfire. So to say any derogatory thing about him, just like what they're doing in this Netflix film, painting him out to be someone that he's not, lying on him, slandering him, painting him out to be immoral, etc. This offends us. The same way it would offend us if when they do dishonor the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. This also angers us, upsets us, saddens us. Number two is, many Christians point out that, look, when they know what happens, look how the Muslim world gets in an uproar when they offend Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and Jesus. Now, what are you guys doing? I mean, there's close to 2 billion Muslims, those who submit their will to the one God in the world. So what are we doing now? I mean, we need to let our voices be heard. I mean, that's a discussion with our Christian brothers and sisters of humanity for another time. We give them dawah, we call them to the pure monotheism, to call them to Jesus' true message of only worshiping the Creator, not the creation. You know, explaining to him that Jesus never called people to worship himself. He called people to worship the Creator, the one God. Another discussion. No problem. But now we need to stand together. These satanic dark forces are pushing hard. And the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said what? What did he say? He said, if you see an evil, hear an evil, what do you do? What do you do? You're trying to change it with your hands? You speak out against it or hate it in your heart? We need to speak out against it. We need to stand in solidarity with, look, we all have the same father, Adam. We're all brothers and sisters in humanity. And this, as it outrages, it angers, it saddens, it offends Christians, we need to now show the same way when it offends Prophet Muhammad, when they do something, it offends us. It also offends us. When you offend Jesus, you offend Muslims. No doubt about it. And number three, action items. What are we going to do now? Go ahead. There's been over 1 million, I believe, signatures in Brazil. This is where that film is made. And now Netflix is trying to push it out. Fox, even Network, push it out. This is supposed to be a conservative, like also Christian. You know, people should also think, the Christians, look what your Fox is doing to you. Many of some of these extremists, radicals, think, you know, and they try to divide Christians and Muslims, have us fighting each other and whatnot. Look, you have your belief. We have ours. We ain't going nowhere. You're not going there. We need to work together. And this is a great example of us now coming to work together to try to push back against these evil satanic forces who are not only offending you as Christians, we also have a claim to Jesus, peace be upon him, as he's mentioned more times in the Quran than Prophet Muhammad. There's even a chapter named after his blessed mother, and I've discussed in point number one. So the action items, I believe that every Muslim leader now, this is a great opportunity to let the world know, great opportunity for dawah, to put a statement out, to tweet something, post something, and let it be known that we also, when you offend Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, peace be upon him, you also offend Muslims. Because Muslims, we love Jesus. You cannot be a Muslim, one who has submitted his or her will to the Creator, to the one God, unless you believe. It's an article of faith to believe in and love Jesus. So, again, the same way Christians are offended, let, O Muslims, let the world know that we also, when you offend Jesus, when you offend Moses, when you offend Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon them all, they were all brothers in faith. They all brought Islam. They all called people to submit. They called humanity to submit their will to God. That's what Islam is. So when you offend any of these honored men, these great men, these messengers, you offend us too. You offend us too. So let's stand with our brothers in humanity and let our voices be heard. Assalamu alaikum. In the greetings of Jesus, in the greetings of the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, Moses and all these messengers, they all wished peace to the world, calling people to the purpose of life. And we wish nothing but the best for all of mankind. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.